Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair.
He sees hair on his head and not on his shoulders. And this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we have a wonderful summer show for you today. It's really going to get you thinking and moving and planning your vacation, perhaps an immediate vacation if you're ready to run away right now, but certainly for 2017. Because we have an old friend with us, somebody who you've enjoyed listening to before, and that is Ian Smith. He's the founder of Gilbert and Sullivan Festivals. Of course, the website you all know is gsfestivals.org. But he has a lot more to tell us today because he's also the chairman of Theatrical Adventures. Ian, we'll talk about the festivals a little bit later on in the show and some amazing research that you're actually doing in Japan for all of us. But let's start by welcoming you and asking you to explain this intriguing organization, Theatrical Adventures.
Good afternoon or good morning. Thank you very much, and it's nice to be back. I think you, as a Gilbert and Sullivan enthusiast yourself, will understand very readily when I say that we have an annual festival which runs for 3 weeks every August, and at the end of that 3 weeks, we're already starting to look forward 12 months hence to the next festival. And we decided 3 or 4 years ago, wouldn't it be nice to have something in between? So what did we do? We chartered our own boat to sail up the Nile, and we brought with us a whole party of Gilbert and Sullivan enthusiasts, and we had a party which rocked all the way from Luxor up to Abu Simbel and back to Luxor and back to either England or America, or some of our guests flew in from Australia. Of course, over the course of the last 2 or 3 years, the Nile and Egypt, sadly, has not become quite as stable as we would have wished. But our party of GNS lovers enjoyed our theatrical adventures so much that they said, well, why can't we go somewhere else? And so 18 months ago, we found a very outstanding river cruise company based in Bulgaria who had some outstanding river cruise vessels, and we started going up the River Rhine and the River Danube. And these were very much theatrical adventures with a very strong Gilbert and Sullivan theme. We brought professional singers, entertainers who entertained, obviously. But then in addition to that, we were saying to people, and you can come and you can sing, because what we'll do every day for 45 minutes, we'll have a rehearsal of one of the operas, and on the last evening, we'll have a gala dinner, and then we do a semi-stage performance of the Mikado or HMS Pinafore, etc. And it's proved enormously successful, particularly with the, shall we say, the over 50s, particularly again with a lot of our friends who have lost their partner and possibly didn't want to go on their own anywhere, but would be very happy to go somewhere where their hands would be held and they were with a group of people who shared this common interest. So end of October, sorry?
I was going to ask you, when is the next trip? So now I think you're going to tell us.
Right. At the end of October this year, we have a trip which will leave from Budapest, capital of Hungary, and it's an extraordinary voyage which awaits the traveller who wants to venture off the beaten path in Eastern Europe. It goes via Croatia, Romania, Serbia, Bulgaria, and back to Budapest. And we will, during that trip, we will have a look at the Mikado and have everybody who's on, if they wish, have an opportunity of having a sing of the Mikado with some outstanding entertainers, international opera, operetta, and Gilbert and Sullivan stars who give an entertainment every evening. And that, I think, is going to be fantastic. The second one, which goes at the beginning of November, is closer to home, if we call home England. But again, it's quite interesting because we leave London St Pancras and we're going to take the famous Eurostar train all the way through the tunnel and across to Amsterdam, where our vessel will be waiting for us in Amsterdam. And over the following 6 days, nights, we'll actually be travelling through the beautiful scenery of the Netherlands and Belgium, medieval cities, and here we're going to be studying trial by jury. So two conflicting different holidays. One you have to fly to Budapest, the other you can actually take the train through the Channel Tunnel. And then in the spring next year, spring 17, we're going to repeat the Budapest one going down to Bulgaria, and our final one is this exciting trip which starts again in Budapest, which if your listeners haven't been to, they absolutely should go. It's the most exciting capital that I think you'll find anywhere. And we go from Budapest, we're going to go up through Bratislava, we're going to go to Vienna, we have a day and a bit in Vienna, we have an opportunity of going to Sound of Music country, and then we finish in Passau in Germany, and we go back across to Prague. So we have three major opera cities and operetta: Budapest, Vienna, and Prague. And again, entertainment all the way. Fantastic, fantastic group of people, many of whom come from the United States.
Now, you know, I want to set the stage for this with everybody. It's true. Ian said that I'm a Gilbert and Sullivan fan, and there was a Gilbert and Sullivan Society in New York, which no longer exists, but there's NIGASP in New York, Gilbert and Sullivan players, and there are many things all over the country. But for the people who love Gilbert and Sullivan, they're probably taking notes. So let me, again, give the website. But I want to put a little different spin on this. The website is gsfestivals.org. You've never heard anything like it. This is the most wonderful, this is the state-of-the-art for people who already like Gilbert and Sullivan. But that's not a whole lot of people. This is something that I won't even call it a revival, because Gilbert and Sullivan has never gone away. But what I want to point out to the rest of you is that without Gilbert and Sullivan, there would be no Broadway. I went and I sat down and I was listening to the track for Hamilton. And again, rap are patter songs. You can't, if you love theater and if you love musical theater, then Gilbert and Sullivan is the beginning, step one. If you love opera and operetta, well, of course, number one. But if you just like fun and you like being together, there's a whole world called the mature market of travel. And Ian hit the nail on the head. We love adventure. We want something brand new. If we're travelers, we want to go to a place we've never been before. We don't want to get off and on a bus anymore. And yet, we want it to be physically easy for us with a huge amount of companionship and sometimes compassion. So for people who couldn't even care less about Broadway or Gilbert and Sullivan, this is just a really good trip. And I'm hoping to do the spring one because I've been to some of the places, but I have not been to Serbia. There's a lot of places that to me will be an adventure. So please make sure that you get in touch with Ian. It's very easy to do it. And that is gsfestivals.org. But coming right up in August, where I will attend, is the original, and that is the On Land Festival in Harrogate, England. So we have about a minute. We're going to take a little bit of a time on our next segment to talk about what Ian is doing to get us the mature traveler to Asia, if that's been your dream. We'll talk about that in our next segment. But right now, just wrap it up, Ian, with how they can find out about the Harrogate Festival and the dates for that one.
Sure. Well, again, everything about all that we're doing is on that same website, www.gsfestivals.org. This year's festival in Harrogate opens on August 3rd, and it runs through to the 21st of August. So again, we'd say to any of your listeners, you know, if you're in England, if you're in London, it's very easy. Take a train, come and see a matinee, or if you've got 2 or 3 days, come and spend 2 or 3 days with us. You'll find on our website some accommodation packages, so that if you were saying, God, what a good idea, but where would we stay? We can organize your accommodation, we organize your theater tickets, we organize everything. Professional opera company, 4 brand new professional shows, The Mikado, The Sorcerer, Yeoman of the Guard, and Pirates of Penzance. And then we have a university festival. It's non-stop Gilbert and Sullivan from 9 in the morning till 1 o'clock the following morning, with meals and bar and everything, lots of fun thrown in between.
So this is a beautiful thing, and, you know, I freely admit it's my thing. I named my daughter's middle name Phoebe after a character in Yeoman of the Guards. I mean, that's how I'm involved with Gilbert and Sullivan and how much it's done for me to lift my spirits. But I really, I'm actually jealous of you guys who don't know GNS, because you really don't know the power of lifting of the spirits, and you'll find out. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Asia and the mature traveler and how you can make an easy trip there, singing all the way. So once again, this is Adrian Berg. This is Generation Bold. This is the Fountain of Truth, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Da-da-da-da.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number 1 by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
We are back. This is Adrian Berg, the host of Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. The fountain of truth about what? About aging. And we go ahead every single week and we bring topics to you that generally dare not speak its name. Everything from incontinency to sex after 60 to spirituality and what you can tell people and how you explain your new feelings to yourself and your friends and your family, where to live, and of course, health care. But if you ask anybody what they want to do after retirement, according to the AARP, 84% of them will say travel. And so travel is also in my blood. I love it. And here's the problem. You either have on the bus and off the bus, on the bus and off the bus. No offense to the ABA, American Bus Association, one of my favorites in the world. They'll show you how to do it right. But you know what I mean. And then you have fitness travel, which is great if you're at a certain level of fitness. So there you are trying to keep up with everybody. So where do we find something really special, unique, adventurous, that we can have fun and feel extremely safe? Well, most of the time it's either at a conference or festival for the arts, or it's on a river cruise. And guess what? We have Ian Smith with us, and he is both the founder of the Gilbert and Sullivan Festival, which is taking place this August, takes place every year, in Harrogate, England. But he's also the chairman of Theatrical Adventures. Now, in the first part, we learned some of the beautiful river cruises that's coming up in 2016 and 2017, and you can read all about that if you're tuning in late at gsfestivals.org. You could also read about the upcoming festival and next year's festival. But something new is brewing, and that is Ian is going to tell us about the adventure you can have in Asia, specifically Japan. But Ian, before you do, I know your son is doing research, and I thought it was really charming that he was helping you out. Explain that to everybody.
Well, our festival and all our activities are very much a family affair. So there's myself, there's my wife, and my son Neil. We're the three founders and directors of the festival and Theatrical Adventures. But then I have three younger boys, and one of them is actually studying Chinese at university in China presently. And when I decided that I was interested to look at Japan, and there's a particular reason for it, I said to Oliver, I said, would you like to go to Japan and do some research for me? And Oliver was already running towards the airplane as I finished the sentence, and he's actually in Japan at the moment, and he'll be coming back next week to England with a whole outline proposal of what we're looking to do in 2017.
Now, of course, you said the magic words, I have a very special reason for going and looking at Japan. What's the special reason from the point of view of Gilbert and Sullivan and the festival?
Well, it's extremely interesting. I think people who know Gilbert and Sullivan would be aware that they had a fairly stormy relationship. They were two quite opposite individuals. And they, Sullivan was became quite bored with Gilbert always wanting to do something about lozenges and mystique and one thing and another. And they went through a period of not being able to agree on what a show would be. And suddenly Gilbert came up with this concept of the Mikado. And if we look at it very closely, rumor has it that he was influenced by a sword dropping off his drawing room wall in his drawing room, and the fact that in London at the time there was actually a Japanese exhibition. And the Japanese had sent something like 100 people across to introduce Londoners, British people generally, to the art of Japanese culture. And Gilbert went ahead and produced his Mikado, and he gave it a secondary title. And the secondary title is The Town of Titipu. Now, in actual fact, we believe, and this is part of the research that Oliver's currently carrying out, that some of the people who were in London back in 1878 came from a town something like 50 miles north of Tokyo called Chichipu. And if you consider that Japanese are not very good at pronouncing ch's, they mix them up with t's, Titipu and Chichipu could very easily be the same town, because he invited some people from the exhibition to go and show his doily cart opera company how to hold a fan, ladies how to walk in the manner of the Japanese. So what I'm wanting to do, 10 years ago, we were delighted to discover that a group in Tokyo had translated the Mikado into Japanese. And I invited them to come to our festival in England with a Japanese production of the Mikado. It was a sensation. The British audience didn't understand a word of what was going on, and yet they understood every word because they knew the music, etc. The Japanese loved it. They kept throwing in little half sentences in English, very mischievous. They were all professional singers from Tokyo State Opera, etc., etc. And we had a ball. Now, presently, there is a discussion going on about the future of the Mikado, particularly in California. It's something which I think perhaps amuses we British. Gilbert and Sullivan wrote the Mikado. It's been presented in the same manner for 140 years, and we see absolutely no reason to change it. But there have been protests in part of America that we're actually portraying the Japanese in a manner that is perhaps poking fun at the Asians. Absolute poppycock, if you'll excuse an English expression.
I know. When Ian gets mad, folks, that poppycock, you can translate that into a Bronx, and you know exactly what he means. He's mad. But, yeah, I'm upset, too, about this.
So, basically, what I discovered was that in summer next year, the Chichipu Opera Company are going to reprise the performance of the Mikado as part of the celebration of the opening of a new town hall in Chichipu, 50 miles north of Tokyo. And I just thought, wouldn't it be fantastic if we could take many of those doubters from parts of America who don't think the Japanese like the Mikado to go and see the Japanese actually performing it, perhaps to have a day and a half educational seminar which would be bringing in some experts to talk about the possibility of the connection between the Knightsbridge Japanese exhibition of 1878, the Doily Cart Opera Company, the Mikado and Gilbert, etc., and at the same time have an opportunity of visiting Chichipu, which has been described as traditional Japan's hidden treasure on Tokyo's doorstep. And of course we go and have a look at Mount Fuji, and we'd spend 2 or 3 days sightseeing in Tokyo. But it would be, the theme to an extent would be Gilbert and Sullivan.
So,
everybody,
you know,
I've talked to so far think it's great.
I think it's great too. I'm telling this out loud now. I think it's so great that I was about to go to Japan, because Disney is opening in Shanghai, and my son is an executive at Disney. We were going there together. I was going to Japan. I'm postponing that Japan so that I can see what is happening with gsfestivals.org, and maybe we will all go together. So if you had an interest in any of these things, just go directly to Ian Smith. He's a charming, wonderful guy. And we'll be back in a moment with a surprise guest. Don't go anywhere.
I am happy, and I freely admit.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And hello, hello, hello again, and we are back. This is Adrienne Berg. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the Fountain of Truth about aging. And fairly recently, there was a full-page story in the New York Times about retirement, and the whole thing had to do with money. There wasn't a word about anything else that had to do with retirement. Imagine that, as if money was the only thing. Well, our guest right now is Rick Steiner. Dr. Rick Steiner, actually, who is the head honcho in explaining to us that it's not just money. Money is part of it, but retirement has a lot more for you and your future than just how you're going to pay the bills. And his latest book, Retirement, Different by Design, Six Building Blocks Fundamentally Changing How Life After Work is Viewed, Planned for, and Lived, is all around the world. Because everybody is trying to retire, but they don't know what the meaning of the word really is. And we're going to really delve into that right now. First of all, Rick, thank you so much for being with us.
I appreciate the invite.
Yeah, and I appreciate you looking at retirement through a different lens, because we do tend to see all these big ads where I live in New Jersey. When I go on to the highway to go into Manhattan, there's huge ads that say, prepare for your retirement, and then it's always a financial company that put the ad up.
Yeah.
But you mean, and you say, it's not always about money. So let's start with that. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, there's different types of assets that you have to have just to live life. I mean, one of the assets is you have to have the proper emotional assets, and they call that sometimes your emotional IQ. Then you have to have the proper physical assets. You have to have health. You have to have the ability to go through the world and see it and to kind of stress yourself by doing new things. And the money, you know, I'm not saying money isn't important. I'm saying money allows you to do different types of activities. But you know, richness is not really about money. Richness is about the richness of your life, not how much money you have in the bank. I mean, I've done research on how many people have died that are immensely wealthy. I mean, Whitney Houston. You know, you have Amy Winehouse. Money is not the solution to the problem. Money actually creates a problem because too much money actually allows you to do unhealthy things as opposed to healthy things. So it's not about how much money you have in the bank. It's how much richness that you can put into your life, and that's how I believe.
Now, you know, we do a lot of financial planning in my other life, and one of the things I see is that money becomes an excuse not to retire. I'll tell you what I mean and go on to a question that I think is one of the most compelling in your book, Retirement Different by Design. And this happened yesterday. A young lady was there. She absolutely hated her job. She was 62 years old. She absolutely hated her job. Her husband was a few years older, already retired, with absolutely nothing to do because she was working.
Right.
And she said, you know, I am going to keep working. I hate it, but I need to work for another 2 or 3 years because I need the money, which she did not. So it became an excuse because she could not envision herself out of the workforce. And you talk about how to live a life in the first person. And I have a feeling that she didn't know how to live a life in the first person, so she wasn't going to live a life at all. She was just going to stay at work and be miserable. What does that mean, to live a life in the first person?
Well, let me go back to that first premise, because it's a very important one. You know, a lot of people fear intimacy. So, you know, you have a working couple. You go separate ways. You get together at maybe 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night. And then you get up and do it again. Think about it. All of a sudden, she's facing the reality of sitting home looking at her husband. And typically, I mean, not saying it's bad or good, I'm saying is now they look at each other and say, what are we going to do now? I'm bored. It's like a kid again. You're being a kid. So you have to have work. When work becomes the center of your life, and that was why I wrote the book, because when I got home, I'm saying, all right, I've had this big job. I've been doing it for 45 years. What am I going to do? And I started thinking, and then I said, okay, to my wife. My wife said, I'm retiring. I go, you are? Because she was a teacher, and she could have early retirement. And I said, well, fine. So we have to kind of cope with each other in the beginning, but now I am more interested in my life today than I was at work, and because I have found different things to keep me occupied, more important things. Strangely enough, I write books, okay? I've written two books before, but I'm a full-time ski instructor in the winter. Now,
how interesting. That's wonderful. I will tell you the truth. I have a hard time wrapping my mind around being bored at retirement, possibly because I have a radio show, and I'm devoted to it, and I really don't have enough time to do it, and I'm hoping that I will have a lot more time, but also because of travel. Travel to me, traveling the world, is an essential life event that you can best achieve after retirement. But I imagine that, you know, your work has been in social psychology and communications research, mass communication. So you
right.
obviously know that people really have a hard time designing their own retirement. Yet I hear people going to lifelong learning and taking courses and maybe even starting a new business. Is that a myth that the baby boomer is going to be really busy at retirement? Do you see that even we will have a hard transition?
Okay, we actually are a very fortunate generation. I have children, and you have grandchildren. Okay, that also takes up some part of your life, but you have to refocus your energy, and you have to say, okay, retirement is not about who you were; it's about who you become. So when you meet somebody, and they say, we say, you know, everybody wants to know who you are and how important you are, so they decide if they're going to, you know, spend some time with you. So the first question people ask is, oh, what do you do?
What do you
well,
do,
I'm a
right?
I'm a sanitation worker. Well, nice seeing you. So now when you get asked, what do you do, I proudly say, I'm retired. Now,
yeah.
Does that mean I have less value to that person? Well, you know, you learn a big lesson. When you're in a job and you do people favors or you help people, you know, they are very thankful. But when you leave, do they call you? Do they say, let's go to lunch? You see what I'm saying? The people
right,
you've
lose
thought,
your network.
Well, it's not only losing your network. People are there. Many people want personal gain from relationships. So when they believe you're not important, those relationships go away. That's really what we fear. The phone stops ringing. Nobody's asking us questions. I mean, I jokingly say, I had people. I had lots of people. I ran a huge organization, a public organization. Now I only have one people. It's my wife.
Sure.
And she is wonderful to me. You know what I mean? She really does. It really is. So that's what we fear. We fear the intimacy of retiring with your significant other, and we fear that we are no longer important to other people, and there we're no longer important to ourselves.
So we are speaking with Rick Steiner, Dr. Rick Steiner. He is the author of Retirement, Different by Design, 6 Building Blocks Fundamentally Changing How Life After Work is Viewed, Planned for, and Lived. When we come back, we're going to talk about those building blocks. But in the minute we have left, Rick, so are you saying then, in letting go and moving forward, it's not just letting go of your work and your habits, it's letting go of some of your ego as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's why people stay in the workforce. The more, you know, the more you get paid, the more ego, the more people will do things for you. And you can't avoid things like going home to a household full of kids who are, you know, bouncing off of walls. I work late, and, you know, finally my wife told me, you know, why did you leave me with the kid? I mean, they were teenagers. They weren't the easiest kids to get along with. And I, you know, I realized what I had done. I was hiding in my work.
So, you know, Rick is, certainly has pieced out retirement from every angle, and he also does retirement coaching, even organizationally sponsored workshops for companies that know they're going to have retirees. If you're interested in the book or you're interested in the coaching, you can find Rick at retirementdifferentbydesign.com. retirementdifferentbydesign.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about those six building blocks, because I do see that there are some people that are actually hanging on to work, which is fine if they love their work. But many people are hanging on to their work for the very last minute, and the excuses that I hear in the financial world are amazing. I have to work a job I hate because I want to wait till I'm 70 to take Social Security. We can work it out. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hello. I cannot believe this is the last segment of our show. I am with His Eminence of Retirement, Rick Steiner, Dr. Rick Steiner. He is the author of Retirement Different by Design, Six Building Blocks Fundamentally Changing How Life After Work is Viewed, Planned for, and Lived. And we just left you guys. I'm going to write a book too, Rick. I'm going to call it Suffering Until 70. Because... ever since the Social Security Administration gave us until 70 to maximize our Social Security, people are working till 70 and just suffering for the last 5 years of their life, for 65 to 70, because they don't like what they're doing anymore. Even people who love their work, it gets old after a while, just as you do, and they don't see retirement. But you have building blocks. Things that people should really be considering. So let's just rush in. First, list those building blocks, and then we'll talk about one or two that maybe are the most fundamental.
Well, to me, the most important building block is physical and emotional health and well-being.
Okay.
And then as the second, I have financial security and continuity. The third is what I call life transition and acceptance. We have to accept the fact we are getting older. And that's hard for people to do. And then, you know, the next is what I call intergenerational engagement. We just don't want to lock ourselves in our houses, and we don't want to talk to everybody that only looks like us, like senior centers, if you know what I'm saying. We don't want to lock ourselves away, or adult communities, you know, someplace in the South where we all look alike and we all dress alike and we have golf carts as our cars.
And
I'm really passionate about that.
And, well, we'll talk a bit about that.
Yeah. And then you want to be intellectually active, and you want to remain physical. That's critical. You just can't sit around. And that's what happens when you get into these, what I call these homogenous communities. And then the third is spirituality, which is meaning you have to believe in something other than yourself and your bank account.
So I want to talk about for a moment. Look, each one of these is a show in itself.
Right.
But the thing that is talked about the least, I think, is the need for intergenerational communication. And you happen to be a communications research and social psychologist,
right.
So you know what that means. Let's talk about this. There's a new buzzword in my field. What is my field? Nobody even knows. It's financial gerontology, which
really?
You never heard of. Yeah,
no, that's a cool way of describing
it. Cool.
Very cool.
But the thing is that the big word in financial gerontology is not about money. It's called active aging. But what does active aging mean? Usually means what you're talking about. An over 55 community, which does not take children, and generally people who are not 55, but maybe 65 or even 75, where they have activities. And some of them are wonderful, like you ski. I mean, they could be horseback riding, skiing, jumping out of airplanes, and others are just playing golf or mahjong or whatever. But you don't like that. And in your research, retirement by design, obviously there's some reason. What is the need that you feel to have an intergenerational communication and life? Why does that enhance our retirement?
Well, the first reason is we transmit values back to our children and other people. In other words, we come from a generation. I mean, my grandkids know more about technology than I will ever know. In fact, I have to go to them to help me work. I mean,
sure.
The computers. So, but we have to give them a new set of values. They have to see the world differently than they see it today. And one of the biggest issues that I have about today is separating ourselves through electronics, through technology from people. In other words, we live electronically. We live on Facebook. Why do you want to live on Facebook? Call the person. Go to lunch with people. You can't sit home and looking at a screen. It makes absolutely no sense. And there are many, many, many people of our age who are living virtually. And I say, okay, if you're living virtually, you're living in your house alone and trying to get vicarious experiences by seeing what other people are doing. And that's not healthy.
So we see what we might call a trickle-up effect and a trickle-down effect. We impart some values to the kids, things that they haven't seen before. We can learn from them with regard to technology, and
right. Both
sides get richer, but everybody gets out of the house.
It's true.
I mean, when you go over 55 community, and my friends have retired, almost all my friends have retired to an over 55 community. And I'm the only one who is not planning to do that. And I understand why people do that. But it's easy, but it can be limiting. There are some that are work very hard to make sure that they have an intergenerational life and they're part of the community, and others that are very isolating. That is true. But before we have to go, because these shows just pass you by so fast, I think the other very fascinating thing was this fear of aging, which we have somehow confused with retirement. You can retire at 30 if you want to. I know a lot of people who actually have. I do a lot of traveling and travel writing, and I work with a lot of young people who have very little money. They never will have money. They have a wonderful life, and they're 30. So, but we associate it with age, and we get afraid to get old. Maybe that's why the Botox industry is so big. How can we get over that one, though? That's a tough one to design.
One of the things I say, and I'm very focused on this, in order to retire successfully, you have to accept your aging self. You have to recognize you're getting older, and you don't want to do things that would, for example, you don't want to mess with your body or your face. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to do – people want to always look young. Accept your age. Act your age. But it doesn't mean you can't do different things. I learned to ski when I was around 45 or 50. I'm still sailing. We have a sailboat. Now, it's a physical activity. We have other people around us. You need to have physical interests. When I stop moving, I will die. I firmly believe that. So I am constantly, not doing something, but either moving my brain or moving my body or moving both. And if you don't, you will wither.
So let's, we have a couple of seconds left, and I think everybody knows that I love Free Walking. Free Walker is my organization, where we walk 80 miles or 90 miles in a few days together.
Wow.
And it's a terrific companionship, and it is intergenerational.
Yep.
So I have to tell you, we're on the same page, beginning of page. That is retirement. It's been by design. Rick Snyder, get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.